Good morning, everybody. It's 10 o'clock on March 31st, 2020, and I hereby call to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors. We're originating via conference call from the administrative building. Public access provided via conference call, and due to recommendations to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people and to help slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus, public access to our meetings will be provided via conference call from now on. The number to call was posted on the agenda for today. And if you are on the phone, we would ask that you mute your phone if possible. Will help us all hear. Audio recordings will be posted on our website. So, if you... I think that's all I need to say right now. And please join us if you'd like to. Excuse me a second. The text. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, it's also on the agenda as well. You can text in public comment to 515-451-7293. And I ask you if you want to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. And next on the agenda is a statement explaining why meeting in person is impossible and practical for Code Section 21.8.1, excuse me. Obviously, we're limiting attendance because of the COVID 19 pandemic, and that has allowed us that we can have electronic meetings because of that. So I would entertain a motion for adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Cuddins?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Agenda is adopted. Next, updates on COVID-19. Are there any updates from staff today? Hearing none, I would move on. Any updates from the supervisors?
Go ahead. Yeah, I have a couple. The board members of HRDA have received an update from HRDA. HRDA is still providing some transportation. It's pretty much down to some medical trips and some grocery trips. But HRDA has had to lay off the majority of its staff. And you may have seen an article in the Register, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. That there just is no revenue there. I just got the board agenda this morning. It does have financial information in it. I didn't have time to look at it first, okay? The other thing is that the board, Julia Castillo, the executive director, has applied for what's called emergency funding from the Iowa DOT in the amount of $55,000. Apparently, we're not the only regional transit agency that's applying for this emergency funding, and actually the transit agency that operates out of Black Hawk and serves some of their surrounding counties has shut down completely. So I will have more information for you on Friday about that. The board is meeting electronically on Thursday.
Is the $55,000 what HRDA applied for, or is that what's available statewide?
That's what HRDA applied for.
Okay.
Personally, okay. The other thing is that I have some information about food pantries, and I had a conversation with Salvation Army yesterday, and the Barilla has always been a very reliable and a robust donor to the Iowa Food Bank, allowing the local food banks to purchase through the food bank pasta at like 15 cents a pound. I mean, you can't beat it, right? And there's no food drives going on with physical food drives right now. There is, United Way launched a virtual food drive, which would be for money. I was informed yesterday the problem is that Barilla's not giving to the giving to the food bank, not making local donations, which it always has of the plant here. And as a result of that, the Salvation Army has no pasta at all on its shelves. I've got a call into MICA this morning, but like everybody else, they're working off of phone messages, okay? Also, rice is almost impossible to find for them to buy in bulk. And so I told Carrie's going to send a list, and then we'll get it distributed out. But the issue is holding a food drive. I mean, I could approach social clubs like I did last time and say, let's grab Tom Randall's truck and let's go hit up, you know, go a grocery store. Track it down, obviously, at the grocery stores. And there's the problem about the handling of the food itself and so many people handling bags of food. So just to let you know that I'm following up on this as I get that. I'm sure that Annika at United Way has also got some information. And I'll keep us informed. But this is presenting a unique problem about even if people want to donate, how do they donate? Because pasta and rice are absolutely two of the staples that food banks need to be able to keep people fed.
They don't want to just take donations from people.
Right now, Carrie said she takes some donations. I mean, they have no choice. But if we can work out a better way to limit the spread of the virus, you know, then people, you know, you'd have some, as it's normally done, there are volunteers that have a truck or have, you know, some trucks, and individuals are shopping and they're touching the boxes at least, and then they're handing them. So I just want to make you aware of that. Okay, I'm going to work with all the partners out there to see what we can come up with.
So I had the MICA board meeting last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the majority of their staff are all working from home. They have a few that will come into the office, but pretty much all that can work home, that is where they are working. They did mention three of their office areas, the three areas that are still pretty active, Story County being one because of the food bank that we are, the food pantry that we do have here. The dental clinic is closed down like most dental places, as you know, because of the governor's proclamation on that. They will probably stay closed down until at least May 15th. They are in the process of looking at a new dentist to come in and work with them. Excuse me. So it just depends on how long the whole COVID-19 is having them be closed. They are already anticipating being closed till May 15th, but it could be longer depending on the other health issues out there. So those are kind of the two main things that's going on with them. The Board of Health did a conference call last night and adopted the policies that the Board of Supervisors did on Friday. So that is taken care of. Also, stipulating that if we do any changes to any of those policies that they approve any subsequent changes that the board does. So that kind of takes care of that. They are also looking at potentially doing an editorial or something in the trip regarding COVID-19 and kind of talking about just some of the precautionary things to do. They're going to have one of the members that's going to draft something up and bring it to the board. The next meeting that we have that everybody can review, have some input before that is potentially submitted. So those are kind of the two main things going on right there.
I haven't heard, but I haven't inquired, but maybe one of you have heard about a replacement for Mike Crum at the Tribune yet. Have either of you
heard? I've heard something, but I don't know. I don't know any more details then.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about maybe just inquiring to the general manager about if they'd appointed someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good example about if we were submitting material, what should we be doing?
Sure.
You
and
know,
who,
so,
and who to submit to, yeah.
So I'll make that inquiry today, just saying, you know, do you have a plan in place? What do you want us as officials, or if we want to submit something like an op-ed or something?
Okay. Conservation also adopted policies last night and agreed that any emergency personnel policies that the county would adopt, they would just accept at this point. going forward, had some discussion about staff, and they do have rangers checking the parks daily. Yesterday, evidently, they had lots of people out in the parks. Haven't been any problems there, but a lot of people were out yesterday, and I did hear some concerns around some places about people not social distancing. So if any members of the public are listening in, or if there's a reporter who might say something, it's always good to remind people that even if the weather is nice, you need to practice social distancing when you're out in the public. You know, that what we've been hearing is that we're not yet at the peak of seeing cases here in Iowa, and it sounds like it might be in a couple weeks. So just because the weather's nice doesn't mean that the COVID-19 virus is going away. It's even more of a time to be very, very careful. We're going to be getting some posters out, I think, through the sheriff's deputies, taking them out to the smaller communities about some of the things Leanne has become aware of, such as the United Way, some United Way information, and just in terms of getting physical hard copies of things out in the smaller communities when people don't, don't have internet, don't have or good connectivity. So if anybody has some information that might be useful for a poster there, get it to Leanne, and deputies will take them out and try to find places in the community, such as the Casey's or someplace that would post that information. That's all I have. Items brought before the board with requests for immediate action. I don't believe we have any. Sandra, did you know? Okay. Leanne? Okay. Then we'll go to agency reports. We have
public comment.
Public comment. Thank you. Public comment number one. This comment period is for the public to address topics on today's agenda. Does anybody have any comments? None. I will close public comment number one. We do not have agency reports. Next, consideration of minutes, special minutes of our March 20th meeting and minutes of 24th.
I would so move approved as presented.
Second.
Olson.
Aye.
Heddens.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. Minutes are adopted. Personnel actions. I would entertain a motion for approval of personnel actions as listed.
So moved. Second.
Heddens.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. Adopted. Consideration of claims.
I would move as presented.
Second.
Olson.
Aye.
Heddens.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. Adopted. Consent agenda. Would entertain a motion.
I move approval of the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Heddens.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. Next is public hearing items. We have none. We have additional items, discussion and consideration for 2020 Ford Explorer for $30,788, an unbudgeted expense. Darren Moon, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to tell us?
As you know, this is just a replacement for the vehicle that I had before that was in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
We did, or will be receiving shortly, an insurance payment for that, right around $28,000. I think it was $27,700. So the difference between the quote and what we get in that insurance is right just over $3,043, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The intention was to get the Explorer worked well, so I just wanted to get a replacement vehicle for that, the same one. And with the social distancing we have going on right now, I wanted to get one as soon as possible. So I was only able to find the model that I wanted at one dealership. I checked with three or four, so I was only able to get one that had it in stock. Otherwise, I'd have to wait a number of weeks to get one ordered.
Mm-hmm.
So that was at Stivers for this $30,788.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit of a reduction from what I had before. 2017 actually cost $33,900. they changed some of the options on it, and the couple things that I absolutely needed was the hands-free cell phone and the backup camera, and that is now available in their base model. So I was able to downgrade some. That's why this one was cheaper than it was back then.
Okay, well, good. Any questions for Darren? Entertain a motion.
I'd just like to make a comment since we're on the audio here is that I'd like to note that this dealer, as it turns out, is the dealer who also has the statewide bid contract. So Darren, so you did a good job. It turned out that this is the one that was available. So but this is the dealer that's got that. So we did get a $5,172 discount based upon the government contract.
Okay. Would entertain a motion for purchase of the 2020 Ford Explorer for $30,788.
I would so move.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Olson?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
Approved. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Leanne Harder, consideration of capital improvements plan for FY 21 through 25.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is on the board's agenda is essentially what you saw at the end of January and was put out for public, not essentially, it is what you saw at the end of January, was put out for public comment. We did not receive any public comment, so today is actually the approval of the draft capital improvements plan. Are there any questions?
No, hearing no questions, I would entertain a motion for approval of capital improvements plan for 21 through 25.
So moved. I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? Hedden?
And once again, just wanted to note here that as we go through the plan, this happens to be a year where there's a lot of conservation projects on it, and those conservation projects are matched by a lot of state and federal grants and matched by money coming out of the energy transfer fund, et cetera. So as far as expenditures that we need to worry about from the general fund, that this particular for 21 puts us in good shape. And then, of course, anything 22, fiscal year 22 and beyond needs to come back next year for review anyway. So I just thought that with people maybe wondering about the budget and where it shows $4.1 million, that this is a lot of this is either for the new communication system or it was bonded, or there's a lot of money coming out of funds where the money's already in there.
Okay, any other comments? If not, Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
It's approved. Good work. Thank you. And thanks to everybody who helped with this project while Leanne was gone for a while. Next, discussion and consideration of amendments to the economic development process and policies, addressing timeline only. Leanne?
What's on this morning's agenda for the board is the timeline for any potential projects that we might run through the TIF fund, the Urban Renewal Area Program. I looked at the deadlines we have, and I'm trying to push them back about 6 to 7 weeks. It depends. It's kind of fluid. You can't hold that as a standard throughout each of these. So that is what is proposed. This would just be for this year only, and that is if the board does decide to do this program as well this year. That's probably going to be bringing to you like in 3 weeks on that. Are there any questions?
None.
Okay. And if there's no questions, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the timeline changes in the economic development process and policy.
So moved.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carried. Departmental reports, we have none. We have no other reports. Upcoming agenda items. Either of you have any agenda items? I have one, but I'll wait till you're done.
Yes. the new WIOA contract for the new region, well, I need to get it to Ethan, and then after Ethan takes a look at it, it'll be coming to us.
Okay.
So that would be within the next couple of weeks, I would assume. We're still under the May 15th deadline.
I don't at this particular time.
Okay. The only issue I had was we are continuing to hold our board meetings by conference call and having a lot of people call in, and it's been suggested that supervisors could call in as well. And in terms of, and staff, in terms of social distancing, wondered if we wanted to consider that for our meeting on Friday. Shelley said she would be willing to come in and initiate the call from here and record it if we, and it didn't matter to her if we were here or not. Thank you. So I just wanted to kind of take people's, get people's sense of whether we wanted to do that. It's probably actually one of our easier meetings to do that way.
So we'd be doing like just, we'd try it for just this Friday?
We could try it for Friday. Okay. We could go, you know, basically, and if somebody wanted to come in, so if they could do a better job, but we could feel free to call in rather than to come in.
Right. So the benefit I see with the three of us sitting here, okay, and actually four with Shelley included, is that we use eye signals with each other to like who's going to make the motion, who's going to, you know, it's kind of it keeps the meeting moving along, right? So that's why I'm saying, well, if we try it Friday and see how it goes so that we're not speaking over each other, you know, kind of see how that goes. So other than that, we're not doing anything that we couldn't do by phone. It's just, it's a flow of the meeting communication-wise. So I'm not for giving it a try.
I could track an alternate motion if they were routine motions.
We kind of do that already. But we do it by eye because I think all of us occasionally lose track of whose turn it is. But we're big girls. We can write it down. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the Board of Health, we did our meeting last night all by phone. The members felt that's probably the way that they want to do our board meetings, again, with social distancing. Some of it is just, you know, like Dr. Passion, he's working each day and it's the evening, and then to have him rush over here, some of it's just the contact that where he's been to come, you know, to come in. And I think for myself, I kind of look at, and I'm fine with trying it out, see how it goes, and maybe it's something we say, hey, yes, we want to do this. I just, you know, you listen every day where they say you need to slow the spread. You need to slow the spread. And I feel like we all just need to hunker down and stay at home and not venture out at all. I know that's not realistic. There are just some things, basic needs that you need to go out and get. And you want to make sure you're able to continue to do the county's operations, the county's work. So I don't want to make that any more of a challenge and stuff. But
we've basically said anybody who can work from home, right?
Exactly.
Should work from home.
So yeah.
And if we can, we're the same. We're people who work out of this building, and if we can work from home and limit further the number of people who are in this building, we should do so.
I was in yesterday, as you know. Okay. Having been here the longest, I also have the most junk on my desktop and the most junk piled around my desk, and so trying to figure out what do I need to take home or whatever. I've been here the longest, the three of us. And it was an eye-opening experience for me. Sandra was here, too. We kept our distance, and then Sandra went around, and she was spraying things, and then before I left, I sprayed everything. And I realized, and I was in Saturday for just a little bit, too, I realized that you really have to think about what you're touching and what, you know, and for other people or what, you know, what you've brought in. So I'm really starting to get it. Okay, about the seriousness of that, and I read an editorial in the Des Moines Register this morning written by an emergency room doctor who said something about now that more and more atypical symptoms are arising, including the loss of smell now possibly being an indicator someone's got the virus. Now, I'm not affirming that, okay? I'm just saying that. But so I'm getting it as far as why we have to limit.
Well, the other thing is for our facilities management staff, and I know, Joby, you sent several folks home, and I think you and John are doing the brunt of it, and we don't want you to have to, you know, clean offices just so we can have the luxury of working here rather than working from home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the other reason is we don't think often sometimes about how much facilities management does for us. And if we can work from home, there's no reason for us to be here, and you have to take care of our area. So, and I honestly think that from all the news that we heard over the weekend, mm-hmm. I'll say two things. One is I sat there and listened to the news and how it's increasing and all this, and I was very glad we took the action that we did on Friday, and then our employees did not have to be sitting home watching that news and wonder what the heck the county was going to do. That was good that we got that done Friday, and I want to thank everybody who helped us get everything ready that we needed to so we could send people to work at home. Now, the other thing is we said a return date of April 12th. I don't think that's going to happen. We have some other meetings scheduled. We don't have to work. We don't have to do that today, but next week, you know, we need to be thinking seriously about when we really are going to be saying people would come back to work and in the workplace. And I think that's also going to mean that all our department heads and elected officials are going to have to think about it, say, for another few weeks. Because we have essential functions, you know, the ones that have to be done quickly. But in the meantime, we're going to have more and more work building up. I was just talking to a recorder about that when I met her in the hall a little while ago. Because I went to the first floor bathroom. Say yes, Joey, because I saw you're not cleaning the second floor bathroom. So
oh, you're
floor.
Not?
No, it was in his email. He gave a very good list of where they're cleaning and not.
Okay, I'll go back.
But, you know, what a recorder has seen is that with the governor's executive order keeping recorder's offices open and the functions there, that they've got more, their workload hasn't gone down. And if you look at, you know, if we're going to be closed longer, we have to figure out other ways to get that work done. It might be, you know, it might be going to Teams, you know. It might be if we have to have people, some people in the office. Mm-hmm. She said she hasn't yet figured out how she uses some of the things on the VPN. It might mean we need to look at more VPN access, but we're going to have to start looking at more of the long haul,
right,
on how do we get work done from home. How do we get work done and keep people healthy? So I'm just encouraging everybody to think more about that.
So I have just a question. I'm fine with that for Friday's meeting and maybe beyond then. We do have another meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know that we have capacity for everyone to be on the phone. So we're going to have some folks that are going to.
We don't, because we've got 30 lines. It's the because we will have to go into closed session because it's emergency planning and KUPCOG. We have 30 lines. So I think we should try to do it here. And
so do like last time, have some here and
some other places. And I think Leanne's going to send out an email later on to kind of give folks some idea on that. But remember, we only do have 30 lines, so I think we need to do the CCNC meeting from here tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we've got more than 30 people sitting in on it, Shelley. Because we have department heads sitting in also, so we don't have to, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, public forum number 2, why don't I go to that next? Comments from the public on items not on this agenda. The board may not take any action on the comments due to the requirements of the open meetings law, but may do so in the future. So is there anybody here in person or anybody on the conference call? We'll start out with that. Who has any comments for the public forum?
Yeah,
I was going to say, in not hearing any, are there any on Saturdays? Okay. then I'll close public forum number two, and we can talk about liaison assignments, committee meeting updates, and then other announcements from the supervisors. Would that start?
I kind of gave you the update from my two meetings. I will say that I do have a 1:30. I'm going to leave and go back home after this particular meeting. Boost, we have our first interview, and we're doing it over, I think it's Google interview or whatever. So I'm going to do it from, because I have to go through my Google account to get on, and I don't have that on our agency or county. Anyway, so I got that tonight or this afternoon, and then I also have another meeting, another interview tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. So once that is complete, then I will come on over for the CCMT meeting. If I'm a few minutes late, just know that's my reasoning why, because of how the interviews, if the interviews went a little bit longer. pretty much everything else of mine has been canceled. Any other meetings have been have been canceled at this time.
Yeah, I just heard it, and this is actually the first, 8 days of my schedule every month are free of meetings, usually, which is nice. Just want to make a note, I did think of one more thing that based on last week's, some information that Linda provided to us after the mayor's meeting. I did reach out to the Cambridge mayor, who is looking at doing some IT, but I reached out copying Barb and Alyssa, and because I felt it was important, it was talking about either Zoom, bringing up a Zoom account or something like that. And so I think that Barb and Alyssa have a plan in place with another vendor, or they're looking at it or whatever. So just wanted to let you know I followed up on that. But I am planning to, I'm going home after this also, okay, so that I can deal with all those multiple files I finally put on my H drive. And then I do need to come in and do some paperwork and scan some paperwork, but I will try to schedule at a time when nobody else is in here. And Joby, I will wipe down everything, okay? And I won't use the second floor facility, all right?
What is your risk?
It's at my risk too, but yeah. So I will try to avoid all and adhere more, I think, to not exposing other people also.
All right. CCMT tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and Leanne will be sending out an agenda and some instructions. We'll be talking with the mayors again Thursday. I'll let you know of anything from that. Friday then at 10, we'll have a special board meeting, and we'll do that by conference call. Planning and zoning is meeting tomorrow because they have a conditional use permit, but they've put on hold the review of the urban fringe plan for now. We'll get back to that later. They're just doing the essentials. StoryCom meeting, there was an upcoming one. I can't remember the date now because it's canceled. But anyway, I know they're still working on the last tower for StoryCom. I think working on a conditional use permit because Gilbert requires one for the site there. So hopefully that's in the works. Nothing else, StoryCom, except getting that final tower site. And I think that's, I assume our watershed assessment working group meeting for Monday is canceled, correct, Leanne? Okay. That's canceled as well. Okay. I won't delete it until I hear from you formally then. Okay. And I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Hedden.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Merkin. Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for